Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, so I was ready to announce our second purchase in our $20 challenge series. It was Bitcoin. And I was ready to detail the entry below or at 34,000 with an exit target about 37,500 or 40,000. It was all perfect and ready to announce today. And then over the weekend, it went up 20%. I mean, damn, that's crypto. It's a wild ride. So I guess we'll just wait for the next opportunity. That's the thing about trading and investing. Sometimes you're too early and sometimes it can be a little too late. Now, I'm sure there's going to be another opportunity that'll present itself really soon. I will say, though, if Bitcoin pulls back a little bit, then we're definitely going to get back on the boat and hopefully I can get it into an episode before that happens. If not, then we'll just look for another opportunity. Today, we'll discuss whether or not this market can keep going up and keep making record highs and what kind of important events that we have this week that could turn the tides. You're tuned into the Market Adventures podcast. Stay tuned. Do you remember Newton's first law? An object at rest will stay at rest. An object in motion will stay in motion at a constant velocity unless acted on by an unbalanced force. Now, before COVID hit, the market was screaming high with no end in sight. All the technical signals, the indicators, and the fundamental signs were there for a drop, right? They were all signaling that the market was supposed to turn around. But the market didn't care. It just kept going up. After the market fell, all the analysts and the money heads said that the V-shaped recovery couldn't happen. Now, a V-shaped recovery is picture letter V, right? Is when a market bounces after going straight down and then goes straight back up without coming down and bouncing in between that. And lo and behold, the market did exactly that. It came down and then went straight back up since fall or since spring of 2020 with a few hiccups in between. Now, an object in motion will stay in motion. Right? The market kept going in the direction that it was going. Again, it won't happen, it won't change unless acted on by a force equal and also opposite, something that's unbalanced. Now that we've given like a really recent example, right? We talked about COVID going down and going up, and prior to COVID, it was just going up because there were no forces acting to stop it from going in either direction at the time that it had picked up momentum. Let's look at today. We closed at an all-time high last week, and if you take a look at the market over the last 20 years, it's just gone up. When a financial advisor, which they all do, tell you to just buy the S&P 500 index fund, right? That's where it comes from. Now, this week, we have earnings from some of the biggest companies in the world. Now, we talk about momentum. We talk about something of an equal and opposite force, an unbalanced force acting against something in motion. This would be the week for something to happen. I mean, you have Apple, Amazon, Google, the biggest companies in the world reporting earnings. Now, if earnings are all good and the focus and there aren't any forces outside the market that can act on it in a negative way, then yes, we will keep going higher, right? An object in motion will stay in motion. Now, what we have in store this week, we have earnings from Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, the biggest companies in the world. On Wednesday, we have the Federal Reserve announcing an interest rate decision. On Thursday, we have the U.S. GDP. So, I mean, all these things are big enough to slow down this rise to new highs. But it would have to be something big. I mean, if earnings are good, nothing will change. But if one of these companies reports bad earnings, or if there's a trickle-down effect where there's a bunch of them reporting bad earnings, or maybe they're all seeing inflation is impacting their bottom line, or they're lower their guidance, something from one of these companies, that could be big. If the Fed announces that they're going to change interest rates early or late, or they talk about inflation being higher than they expected, something crazy comes, that could change it. If something comes with the economic data, like the U.S. GDP, maybe our growth slowed way too much, way beyond estimates, right? There are analysts at all these banks and institutions that are making forecasts of what they believe is going to be reported based on their evidence, right? Their past data they've compiled, right? These guys have crazy degrees. They have crazy data that we are just not able to have access to. So they're making their forecasts. If even they're wrong, then the market won't like that. So we'll look out for something big to happen this week. If nothing big happens, we will keep going higher. Like I mentioned at the end of this episode, this is a big week of the market, and although the market has a lot of reasons to keep moving higher, we cannot, and nobody can, account for any random event or disappointing news that could turn things around very quickly. So be careful out there. And again, if I find a play that is something that I can get out to you in time and early enough, I will let you know what we're going to do with that $21.91. Be sure to visit the marketadventures.co website, right? That's our community website. I updated one of the blogs. We now have about 5 or 6 blogs up there. I'm going to continue pumping out blogs so you can get information in a written form and not just an audio form. That way you can get this information to soak in just a little bit deeper. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.